This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Mike DiFrino. How are you, Mike?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And Mike is the CEO since 2015 of the famous Kimpton Hotels. So first, give me a snapshot. What are Kimpton Hotels to you?
Good. So Kimpton Hotels are boutique hotels that are scattered now around the world, but a San Francisco-based company that started developing, was the original developer of the boutique hotel concept in the U.S. Our founder, Bill Kimpton, started the company in 1982 in San Francisco, and we've spread ourselves all over the country and about to spread ourselves all over the world. Interesting, unique hotels with independent restaurants, great bars, great design, a true commitment to innovation and creativity as it relates to our product as well as our food and beverage offerings, especially our restaurants. We used to have this saying that Bill Kimpton had his heart in the restaurants and his wallet in the hotels because it's so hard to make money in restaurants. But he was a passionate winemaker and traveled the world eating and drinking and trying to find the latest thing. Started the idea of celebrity chefs when he would partner with young up and coming chefs like Wolfgang Puck and build him a restaurant in San Francisco and help his path to greatness. So we were on the forefront.
Yeah, well, you were certainly the first boutique real hotel. What does boutique mean to you?
Yeah, you know, so I think oftentimes boutiques gets mixed up with being small. For us, boutique hotel is much more complicated and interesting than just the size of the hotel. In fact, the average size of a Kimpton hotel is 200 rooms. So for us, it's about the way they make you feel. When you walk into a boutique hotel, you should have some level of stress release. You should have some level of awe because the design and the environs are so different than what you would expect in most hotels. You'll have super friendly service, although it'll be casual. There won't be formal service. There won't be white gloves. There won't be rigid uniforms. You'll have the ability to feel when you go into one of our hotels, you'll have a real local experience. So our hotels are designed usually with local designers, with lots of local artisans and touches that make you feel like there's a sense of place. Our restaurants are usually have an entrance to the outside. They're first meant to take in folks from the community and service the town rather than just service the hotel guests who are sleeping above them. And we often have several bars and several restaurants in each hotel. So there's a social environment to each of our hotels, and we think it should be fun to stay in a hotel. We don't think when you travel, whether it's for business or pleasure, that it should be painful in any way. We think you should have excitement. We think you should be able to explore. We think you should feel good. We think you should smile, for God's sake, when you check into a hotel. So we design our hotels that way. We program them. We hire. We train so that when our guests come in, they feel great. And that's the genesis.
And we'll talk later that you are actually number 5 on Fortune's list of best companies to work for.
We are, yes.
But we'll talk later about that. For now, let's stay on that customer experience. So that's what I think Kimpton's really known for, the uniqueness of each venue, the style. What is at the systemic core of creating a great customer experience?
Well, you know, we have this saying in our company that to our employees is we have your back, we're not on your back.
That's a good one. Is that official? It's not on a card.
It's not on a card, but it's official now.
Okay.
the idea, of course, being that if employees are are treated in a gracious, hospitable manner, they're going to offer graciousness and hospitality and compassion to their guests. If we treat our employee experience as rigid or perhaps authoritarian, I can't imagine that they're going to feel indebted to our customers or indebted to the business to provide great service. So I also think it's what you talk about. So as a CEO, if all I talk about are our returns, or if all I talk about is our growth, then that's all people are going to think about and remember, and they're going to perhaps behave in a certain way. But if I also talk about how important our customers are and how important the experience that people have and how hard business travel is and how exasperated people may feel when they come to the front desk and talk about how we want them to be treated specially, and we hope that you open your arms and that you take care of them as if they're your family members. And I talk about that as much as I talk about the returns and as much as I talk about our growth, then they're going to start to think, hey, that's really important. And he's weighting it as much as he's weighting the balance sheet. Let's make sure that we take care of them. And at the end of the day, the guys and gals at the front desk, they don't really care that much about the return that the hotel is giving to its shareholders. They have their own needs, but they're able to influence the overall experience and reputation of the organization. So I should be talking to them about where they have influence.
Any advice on your leadership philosophy, if you were to look at it? So you're saying you're focused more on them, but are there any unique practices you have in leadership?
So early on in the hotel business, and perhaps in many businesses, but I've been in the hotel business since coming out of school in 1987. So I was with Kinton since 97. I'm older than I look. One of the traditions is every morning you have a lineup with your staff. The pre-shift meeting in a restaurant where the chef lays out the specials for the day, or in housekeeping, you bring all the housekeepers together. It could be 30 to 50 people, and you stand and you say, what you're doing is important. What you're doing matters to the business. If you're good at it, I'll create a path for you to do more and better things. I'll create a path for you to run the show one day. And we talk about the importance of what they're doing and how it's not just cleaning a room, but it's part of the experience and on.
But you have 8,300 employees.
Yeah.
How do you do that? You're one CEO.
So each one of our properties has two general managers.
You have about 60 properties.
Yeah, about 60 properties. Each one of our property has a general manager of the hotel and a general manager of the restaurant. So they're peers in the building, if you will. On a regular basis, at least monthly, I am talking to those 120 guys and gals in my organization. In that process, I'm telling them what's important to the company. I'm telling them what's important to the customer. I'm telling them what I've observed from our competition, what I've observed from my experiences at their restaurants, at their hotels. And I'm saying, and I'm giving direction, and I'm being clear and honest, and I'm credible. I've been a general manager at a lot of hotels. I've run restaurants, and I know my way around the back of the house, so to speak.
So let's talk about the customer experience technology. I know you have an interesting view on this.
Yeah, well, I feel strongly that the expectation in hotels is that technology works as well as it does in the office. It works as well as it does at home. So as hoteliers, we're constantly making sure that we're current and we're creating or have available the technology that customers expect. I don't think, however, that technology should take the place of the human experience, of the human touch. We think that people choose hotels like Kimpton Hotels, like Lifestyle Hotels, because they're interested in that connection and that socialization with our employees, with other guests. We think they want to be in the lobby interacting. We think they want to be eating and drinking and having fun. We don't think that technology should get in the way of that. We hope that people continue to come to the front desk to check in. We will have it available to them in short order where they don't have to, but But we believe that, that's an important part of the Kimpton experience.
Okay. What's an example of extraordinary service you provide? And you've only 1 minute left, so a quick story of something that even wowed you. A little one.
Yeah. So, so I'll tell you a story about a guest checked into one of our hotels in Chicago, and the little boy was going to the room. Two little boys, and it was a birthday. Somehow the bellman learned that it was the birthday of one of the little boys, and they checked him into the room. People went out, went to a show, because there was a theater attached to it. Guy went out, the bellman on his own went out, decorated the room, and all of his happy birthday stuff.
Had a cake in the
freezer or the fridge from the bake shop. Pulled it out, put the candles in it. So when the kid comes back from his dinner with his parents and his brother, he's got a big happy birthday room.
Fantastic story. When we come back, we're going to talk about, one, how you make number 5 in Fortune's best companies to work for, two, leadership challenges you faced and how you overcame them. Back in a few.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show and with Mike DeFrino, who is the CEO of Kimpton Hotels. So we talked about your great customer experience. Now let's talk about, you're actually number five on best companies to work for.
Yeah.
And if you look at every list, you're best for millennials, best for women, best for diversity, best for parents, best for bear, best for, you've so many of these. What's the secret? What are people missing? Why? Because everyone wants to be on these lists, and you're a CEO who's on it. Number five.
Yeah. I think it's important that you let people know, your employees, that this is, first of all, a priority, and that you're going to work toward this end, and how you're going to do it, and communicate. I think companies do a great job of providing great employee experiences and perhaps not communicating some of that well to their employees. But I also think it comes really down to how we treat each individual employee. That connection between the company and the employee can be intimate and should be intimate, and the employee should care as much about the company they work for, the culture of the company they work for, the values of the company they work for, as the company cares about them. And there should be an open door for those two bodies to exist. I also think it's important that employees feel like there's possibilities where they work. There's possibilities for greater wealth. There's possibilities for greater responsibility. There's possibilities for relocation. That they're not stuck. Our employees should never feel like they are stuck in one area of their career. So we're constantly promoting from within. We're constantly telling our employees we're opening a hotel in Dallas next month, or perhaps it's 6 months. We're opening a hotel in Dallas, and I need a general manager. I need a director of housekeeping. I need a front office manager.
Jesus,
I need people
from
to step
in.
Well,
and
that's first.
Aside.
Yeah,
okay.
That's got to be first. They have to feel like they're part of a winning organization, and where there's possibilities not just for the company but for them personally. It's got to be really hopeful. You have to create a workplace where all of your employees are hopeful and they're looking forward to their next opportunity, not your next opportunity, mm-hmm. not your next stockholder meeting or your return or your yield, but what's going to happen with me? If all this happens, that's great, but I want to be part of this too. So we create opportunities. We create jobs. We create, every time we open a hotel, hotel and restaurant, we create a few hundred jobs. My happiest time, or the best part of my job, is seeing somebody that we hired in a line position, an hourly position. Maybe it's a housekeeper, maybe it's a front office manager, and eventually seeing them as a general manager of a hotel or general manager of a restaurant. That makes me just pleased beyond compare.
So that's a personal transformation that they take that goes within the organization. But how does this work in 2015 with the merger with IHG? Then all of a sudden you go international. So how do you keep the culture going and getting that much better? Because you've been on the best company work for every single year, and how does that play into your whole international expansion?
Yeah, so What we've done is within our new parent company, which has now been 5 years, so it's not really new. We've got Kimpton representatives who are sort of within the acculturated Kimpton employees in these different regions, and we've also brought in a lot of we've transferred people around and brought in new blood from different places around the world to run these hotels, but we're looking for like-minded people who are from within our organization, from within IHG, or from within the local communities who we think
can be like-minded.
When you say like-minded,
what are the words that describe their personality when they're like-minded?
There's usually a spirit of lightheartedness. Mm-hmm. There's usually a social element to their personality. They usually have a smile in their face naturally. They're not coming in
like you, even though this is radio.
Thank you. It is part of what we look for. We look for that spirit, that positivity, that optimism. We find that people who live that life and who have those personality traits are really going to live our culture well, and they're going to spread our culture within their employee base. Usually these people have a sense of selflessness. They usually care about others. I mean, we're in the hospitality business, so invariably we should care about others more than we care about ourselves. But some people have that have an extra, let's call it, chromosome that yeah, reaches further into that basket, and those people really make their employees' experience extraordinary and make it special.
And you sort of have the two sides of the coin that you talk about too. So there's a balance in running a good business,
right? We really think that that in order to run a great hospitality company, you have to have a compassionate leadership group and a compassionate team on board. People who care more about themselves. More about the guests than they do about themselves. So they have a sense of graciousness. But you also have to have a high-performing culture. It's really easy to have one or the other. It's really easy to give away the house, perhaps, and have that compassion and spirit. It's really hard.
It's
hard to balance the two together.
So you have time for one more real question,
right,
which is about a challenge you faced through your 20 years with Kimpton or in the hotel business, how you overcame it and what you learned about yourself and about business.
I guess I would say the biggest challenge that Kimpton has had, or that I've had in this role, is managing through a merger and acquisition and making sure that we were able to maintain the unique cultures, the things that made us acquirable, the things that made us attractive to IHG, making sure that I protected those, evaluated and protected the things that were certainly essential, fought for those areas, and was able to let go of some of the things that perhaps weren't that precious and weren't that vital. So within this process and over the past several years, I've been able to keep this Kimpton culture, this Kimpton spirit, style, what makes us special alive. And now I've also been able to leverage the scale that I get from a big global, the third biggest hotel company in the world.
You've 30 seconds left. After you're there for 18 years, all of a sudden you become CEO. Just snapshot your first day.
So I was a COO before that. So the first day I became the CEO, I would say that the level of responsibility from COO to CEO was drastic. The amount of responsibility I felt for all facets of the organization, the fact that there was no safety net with having somebody making the hardest decision, I grew up very, very quickly.
And there you have it. Mike, congratulations on Kimpton. Anyone who wants to go there, what's the website?
Website, KimptonHotels.com. Be there.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
America. I'm Robert Reeson. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Steve Welby.
How are you, Steve?
I'm great, Robert.
And Steve is the executive director of IEEE. Now, not everyone's heard the name, but you are actually changing the face of technology and the world, solving some of the most important problems, and your roots go back to Thomas Edison in about 1843 or so.
1884, Robert.
1884,
Back in 1884, really at the birth of the electronic arts, when people were just beginning to think about electricity, Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell were both involved in the founding of IEEE, and they were thinking at the time about how they could organize technologists to make a difference, and we continue that work today.
And just say what your mission is, because I think it's one of the only four-word missions that's as powerful as it is, and CEOs always want to hear this.
I love the mission statement of IEEE. Our entire focus is on advancing technology for humanity. It says everything we do. It's about moving the state of the art forward, not for the sake of a single company or for a single individual, but to advance the total state of humanity by allowing technology to help all of us advance.
So let's talk about something like AI. What are you doing in terms of AI?
So if you look across the field of AI, it's going to touch everything we do. And it raises a lot of questions. How is intelligent systems, how are autonomous systems going to change the nature of work, the nature of transportation? What new skills will be required to support intelligent systems? What skills will be displaced by intelligent systems? How do governments and organizations incorporate intelligent systems in what they do? And how will regulators manage and control the impact these have on people's lives? We're actually trying to address all of those. And we've been working for decades, but particularly for the last few years, on trying to understand the impact that AI is going to have on technology.
And so you have over 400,000 members. How do you actually do this and determine the impact that AI will have on technology?
Yeah, so our secret power at IEEE is the ability to leverage our 420,000 volunteers. We have members around the world in 160 countries. And we convene those members. We bring them together to shape the trajectory of technology, to meet together and to expand their technical skills, to publish research that's on the cutting edge, and to help advise on issues of policy and issues that are of importance to the sectors they work in. IEEE is also behind many of the standards that shape the products that you have in your home, in your hands, in your office, in industry today.
And tell me if I'm right, but I hear you've something to do with Wi-Fi in the concept. Is that correct?
So every device in your pocket in this room probably has the ability to do mobile data communications using IEEE 802.11. That's the fundamental technical standard behind Wi-Fi. And just like the thousands of other technical standards that IEEE works on, it allows companies to come together to share technology and intellectual property in ways that allow them to protect their piece of the marketplace, but allow them to build devices that can interoperate safely, effectively, and can build ecosystems of consumer value. An individual company that might generate its own wireless standard, that'd be great, but it wouldn't be able to talk to anybody else's phones. If you go to an 802.11 meeting, an IEEE-sponsored standards meeting, you'll find competitors around the table. You'll find Apple and Huawei and ZTE and Nokia and Microsoft and Qualcomm and so many others actively engaging in a debate about what's coming next.
So they're not holding proprietary information.
Well, they certainly do. They're investing in their own interests. But when they come to an IEEE meeting, we provide them with a safe space to share in a transparent fashion, in a publicly accessible fashion that avoids issues of antitrust, that allows them to bring IP to the table and still be able to protect it, and to build documents that can be shared across broad communities and help shape entire industries.
So I'm thinking no one really does what the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers does. I don't know of any other organization, association, who convenes all the people to try to bring technology and humanity
together. We're the world's largest organization of technical professionals. There's nothing with our scale and scope outside of IEEE. And with over 100 years of activity under our belt, we've shaped everything from power and energy to communications to advances in computing. Our work in semiconductors, our work in biomedical devices. Wherever you look, if you look under the hood, you'll find IEEE helping to support the technologies doing that work.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who reinvent the fabric of America. We're here today with Steve Welby, who is the executive director of IEEE, and this is the largest technology association in the world with 420,000 members. Well, one quick thing, if anyone wants to know about you, what is the website they would go to?
Yeah, I'd point you at IEEE.org. It's a very simple address, easy to find, and everything about everything we do, whether it's our publication, our membership, our standards, our educational activities, our technical activities, conferences, you'll find it all there.
Talk about more some of the things you're really proud through your history that you've created. And I know in 1963 it really codified as an organization through an alliance. What are some of the things that you're proudest of that IEEE did before your time when you became executive director in 2018?
Well, I think that if you look at the folks who've been active in IEEE, and you can see that in our highest medal, the IEEE Medal of Honor is equivalent to the Nobel Prize in Engineering. And if you look at the people who've received that prize over time, Gordon Moore, Andy Grove, Bob Metcalf, of course, Ethernet, Jack Kilby, William Shockley for the transistor, Claude Shannon, information theory that underlies everything we do, and last year we gave that award to Kirk Peterson for his fundamental work on MEMS devices, which are in every airbag, which are the things that help your phone know which way it's oriented and that support all the navigation systems that have now filtered throughout our lives. We've been recognizing, engaging the folks who've helped drive the technologies that have made the world of today. That's what I'm proudest of, is that we've really been at the center of the action for now for over 100 years.
And it's ironic because I guess two of the people were connected to Intel, who you mentioned, and you're sort of like the Intel inside technology, right?
Well, I won't take their trademark term, but I think that actually IEEE is inside in a much deeper way. We're generating the human capital that industries around the world depend on, the expertise in academia, the research content is being disseminated by IEEE that is building the next generation of products. You don't go out and buy a product from IEEE. Most people don't. But so many of the products that you're engaged with would not exist without the work of IEEE.
And let's talk about that word humanity. Where did that really come in?
Well, of course, we're a 501c3. We're a charitable organization. We're organized for scientific and educational purposes. And ultimately, the work that we do is not focused on the benefit of a shareholder. It's focused on increasing the technical capacity of our community to support the public interest. And whether it be young people doing relief work after the hurricanes in Puerto Rico, whether it's the work we do in helping educational programs in developing countries start to generate engineers who can really contribute, whether it's direct relief work that we're supporting in India, we're both doing very direct humanitarian activities and broadly supporting a goal of trying to make the world a better place.
And if someone wants to become a member, how do they go about that?
I'll point you at that website, IEEE.org. It's a great place to find out about membership, to find out about ways that you can get engaged with IEEE, to find out about some of the publications and tools we offer, and maybe a way to find ways that you can help make use of that capability in what you do.
And people could really find which areas of interest, like they're interested in AI or cloud, whatever it is. Right?
It's all there. That's our gateway.
Okay, we're about to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk with the man who probably has some tremendous insights on the future of technology and what's in store. Back in a few.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to ceoshow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Steve Welby, who is the executive director of IEEE, and IEEE stands for
Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers.
It is the largest technology association in the world with over 420,000 members, and we even heard things like when you hear a term like Wi-Fi. That deals with the standards from IEEE. So it's ubiquitous. Everywhere you go, they're solving problems, they're creating standards, they're working on education, and it's the one place where people convene and work together to come up with the next solutions. So I want to look towards the future now. You're in a unique vantage point, Steve, in running this organization with the smartest people in technology. What is it in technology that may come down the pike that we're not expecting?
I don't know that folks see the revolutions that are rolling towards them. Certainly, I think in terms of autonomous intelligent systems, tools and robotics that are able to integrate into the workplace, I think those are much nearer term than people realize. And organizations like our Robotics and Automation Society are at the forefront of shaping those fields. I expect that in a decade, in every factory, in small shops, in every restaurant, we're going to see automated tools side by side working with individuals in ways that we don't see today.
Like how?
Well, nobody's going to make a pizza by hand anymore, right? There'll be a machine to do that.
No one's going to be tossing it up in the air.
New York will be a different place.
Wow!
And you see that today already in restaurants where labor's being replaced by machines. And I think that we're now going to see that moving into a much higher skilled workplaces. I expect that in a decade, if I go to a doctor and he's not consulting intelligent systems to help...
he's not looking at Watson or whatever it is, you're going to be like, I'm not going to trust him.
I'm going to a different doctor.
Is someone going to take my job interviewing CEOs?
Well, you've got a unique niche here, Rick.
Oh, I'm feeling good about that.
So that's one area I think that's enormously important. I think we're in the midst of a revolution in clean power. I don't think that folks quite appreciate the scope and scale of what's happening with wind, solar, and other clean energy sources, with the deployable energy storage, and with the application of smart grid technologies, new ways to distribute that power from source to sink, from home to factory, and including e-mobility, the use of electric cars in that mix. This is one of the great hopes of being able to address the concern over carbon emissions, and it's going to shape industrial applications in enormously important ways. It's not just going to be those expensive Teslas that are running around as electric vehicles. We're going to see electrification touch every part of your life.
Okay, so I want to go more on that, but here's the big question. So people in your teams and your committees, they come up, they work together, you got all these different companies around the table, but everyone's also thinking competitively, like, I want to steal this and get this proprietary for my company. How do you deal with that? Or do you just let it happen and you're just the convener and whatever happens commercially happens?
I think that's our kind of secret power, is that we have 422,000 members. They all work for different organizations. They all come from different backgrounds. But they're all contributing to improving this kind of core technological underpinnings companies are built on. I wish every company the best. Let the market decide. Let folks compete. But we're competing on a growing playing field where we have new technologies, we have new opportunities, and that comes from a core of academic research, that comes from a core of applied research, that comes from a core of trained professionals who are able to be deployed and design and create new products. And we're engaged in building those underpinnings and building that foundation upon which great companies are built.
And how about the autonomous car? What do you see an autonomous driving happening there?
So you may know that I spent 10 years at an organization called DARPA. An organization that among its other claims, invented the internet. I was there during the early days of the autonomous vehicle research work at DARPA. I participated in the Grand Challenge exercises that really spawned the current industrial excitement about autonomous vehicles. When we ran a competition to drive a car, have a driverless car go from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, we put up $1 million prize, whichever team got there first.
What year was this?
This was this would have been I'll think about that now. It would have been 2000 and early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic. When those first vehicles crossed the finish line, the teams from Carnegie Mellon, the teams from Stanford that won, the teams from many of the car companies you know that came across that line, the folks who were at that finish line that day are now running the autonomy divisions of every major car company in the world. I could see an industry being born that day, and I expect that in a few years, it'll be like seatbelts or airbags. If you are taking the wheel of a car, you're doing something wrong. The only time you should be touching that wheel is when something's gone really south and you need to take over. Because cars will be able to drive themselves safer than you can yourself. And at that point, it would be a real problem to have people driving if we know better and can do a better job and keep people safer. Just like seatbelts are now required. They're not an optional anymore. We now know that they're a good thing to have. Autonomous vehicles are a good thing to have. And it's going to really impact not just our transportation, but the impact on logistics is going to be enormous. And IEEE is deeply engaged in every aspect of that, from the sensors on those vehicles to the algorithms that run behind it to the vehicle electrification that supports it. And that's an area where I think there's going to be enormous growth, enormous opportunities, and where we're investing to ensure that we're able to support our members.
So we have a minute and a half left. Talk about your vision and the future of IEEE.
So, again, we've talked about, I think IEEE has been enormously important, that we've been shaping technology sectors in the past. And I think that everyone at IEEE is focused on how we continue to do that into the future. Everything that we do is going to change, and it has been changing continuously. The way we do science is changing. The nature of academia is changing. The way people form industrial enterprises is changing, and we're going to change along with it. We're embracing open science. We're embracing open access. We're embracing open source. We're rethinking about the way we engage with our members to be much more dynamic and agile. And I think 10 years from now, 20 years from now, I hope that you'll still find IEEE at the heart of technology.
And there you have it. Steve, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.